Florida Governor Charlie Crist is expected to announce his political future plans within the next week or so. The popular governor would be a prohibitive favorite if he opts for re-election next year, but he has left open the possibility that he will run for the U.S. Senate seat next year, being vacated by Mel Martinez. Preparing for Crist to declare he's running for the Senate, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee has struck first, with this ad now running in South Florida.
Florida faces tough times, and a budget mess could mean cuts in police, schools, and health care. But instead of working to fix it, Charlie Crist wants to quit, to go to Washington. Crist enjoys being governor when he attends basketball games and Super Bowl activities, and when he takes over 60 days off with no schedule. But now, the job's getting tough, and Crist wants out, leaving Floridians with the mess.
Crist is by far the most popular elected official in the state, and will be the favorite for either office he chooses to run for in 2010. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have his critics, particularly on the right. Earlier this year, a Palm Beach County Republican named Steve Ledowitz called for Crist to be censured after he attended a rally with President Obama in Lee County in support of the economic stimulus bill. He recently again called for a censure, but says the issue has been tabled until August. Crist has never been popular with grassroots conservatives in Florida. But in the wake of Pennsylvania's Arlen Specter switching political parties this week, in part because he cannot win a GOP primary next year, but also in part because it seems the party has no room for moderates like himself, we asked Ledowitz if conservatives in Florida were in danger of alienating Republicans like Governor Crist. But Ledowitz wouldn't bite.
I think the accusation of a purist, etc., is a little too strong and too phony. And the other thing is, for example, using myself as an indicator, I am not opposed to looking at all sides of an issue. I am not a lockstep, have to do it this way type person. But I think my problem with Governor Crist is that he does not support other Republicans. That's my biggest problem with him.
Palm Beach County Republican Steve Ledowitz said one of his biggest problems with Crist is not how conservative he is, but his loyalty to the Republican Party.
I think what bothered me the most was when he, just after Senator McCain did not choose him for vice president, and McCain came into Florida, suddenly the governor was too busy with the business of the state of Florida to even meet with him.
When it comes to the defection of Arlen Specter, GOP Senators George Voinovich of Ohio and Orrin Hatch of Utah are blaming the conservative anti-tax group, the Club for Growth. Mark Proctor is a Republican Party political consultant in Hillsborough County. He agrees that the Republican Party nationally is adrift right now, but says that's because in the past few years they've lost their way when it comes to spending.
There has been a sea change with regard to the Republican Party. If you go back to the 80s and the Reagan Revolution, it was a very, very conservative approach to government, which, yielded Newt Gingrich and some of the other things. What I believe, my opinion, is what led a lot of the Republican Party into the wilderness, so to speak, is the fact that they became, when they became the majority party, they had control of the House, they had the control of the Senate and the White House, and yet they were, taxing and spending, without end, which a lot of people saw as no difference. They said, well, I thought Republicans were different in terms of holding the line on taxes and spending.